Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
So what's happening with this whole deal? Should we be paying attention?
Yeah, this is outrageous. There are a number of insurers, six total, that are seeking increases on average as high as 24%, and even for some plans as high as 33.2%. And in this economy, when people are suffering, it's unconscionable.
What are they giving us a reason why?
There are a bunch of reasons that don't hold water. One of them is they're claiming there's pent-up demand. So they're expecting that because people didn't use healthcare services early during COVID, that now they're all going to show up and go to the doctor and go to the hospital or go to the clinic. And that just doesn't, first of all, they didn't provide any real math or backup or analysis for that point. But also, if there was any pent-up demand from 2020, then the bounce back would have been in 21 or 22, not in 23, which is what they're looking to raise the rates for upcoming calendar year 2023.
Huh. That's interesting.
They didn't look at the big picture. Nope.
Wow.
You know, as you know, we're really getting Connecticut families are suffering out there right now. People are getting still punished by, you know, cost of food, for example, is up 13% year over year. Last month, we paid more, 13% more than we did a year ago. Gasoline, rent, you name it. I mean, gas is falling, but
not good enough.
Did the insurance companies get any COVID money?
I assume that they did.
All right, then.
And I assume
you took the money.
Right, plus folks were paying the premiums. They weren't going to the doctor. You weren't paying anything out while folks were paying in.
This is the funny thing about insurance companies is they're fine as long as they're not writing checks. As soon as they write a check, they drop you or the rates go up.
It's like some kind of problem. It's like, this is exactly what you're here for.
This is what you're here for.
That's the whole point of it.
And the people at the top of the pyramid in an insurance company, they're okay.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Yeah.
They're going to be.
Yeah. I don't see what a cardboard sign at the end of a parking lot saying, I work insurance. Please help.
Help me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not somebody who doesn't believe in the private sector. I know, for example, that one of the big companies based here in Connecticut, Cigna, employs a heck of a lot of people in Connecticut. And that's great. They're an important company and employer here in Connecticut. But last year, the CEO made $91 million.
Damn.
And I asked the representative, there's some senior executive from Cigna there, and I asked her, over the last 2 years, you paid $4.25 billion in dividends to your shareholders and to Wall Street. Is there any reason why you couldn't use the money that you're paying out in dividends to provide rate relief and avoid a 19% increase? And I didn't get an answer to that question.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I too think that a business is a business, but you know, when you're coming at us with a rate increase, we better see some struggling or
seriously,
some reason for it.
Right.
So great question to ask them.
Excellent.
And then they're like, do some research, get back to you on that one.
Oh, the market this, the market that. You know,
can
that's
you imagine?
Yeah.
$91 million in a year?
Oh,
that's
wow.
A year.
1 year.
I can't even imagine
year.
$91.
I'd be the happiest person in the world.
That's a year.
I'd be like, hey, can I buy you breakfast? Hey,
can I buy you breakfast?
People don't even know. Hey, I
breakfast for everyone.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it? His meal is pouring outside. Now it's pouring. Oh, it's a beautiful day for me.
Yeah. $91 million.
$91 million, man. I'd be the best person in the world.
I understand if you're running a company successfully that's making a tremendous amount of money, great. You know, it's a percentage of what's coming in.
Yeah.
So good for you. But, man, don't take it out on us.
Seriously,
you had to
man.
Actually do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Yeah, so good for you for being on this.
I'm not somebody who wants to punish people for doing well, but $91 million.
Yeah.
And, again, $4.25 billion. To Wall Street and your shareholders, and you're coming back and you're telling me You need 19% more from Connecticut families and small businesses.
Right, right.
Because if you don't, you won't survive. Like, yeah. Come on.
Seriously. Yeah.
Come on.
Do I look like a jackass to you? Of course not.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I should have said that in the hearing. Come on.
Come on. Next time, do that. Come on.
All right. Next time, I'll do that.
I got to tell you, when you have your war face on, it's intimidating.
Yes, it is. I think I tinkled a little.
I remember when you were first running, I saw that commercial. I'm like, ooh, this guy means business.
Yep.
He means business.
I dropped my porridge.
Yeah. Mm. And then we got to know you. Like, oh, he's got his friendly side.
Right.
But then don't mess with him side.
Right.
He's okay.
He's all right.
He likes food.
Exactly right.
We like food.
Right, right. Simpatico here.
Yeah.
Def Leppard.
80s era rock.
Def Leppard, yeah.
Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Maybe I should come into the hearing next time with some theme music.
Like yes.
Yeah,
something
badass.
Pour
some sugar on me.
Oh, what
something
would he
badass.
Use? What would be badass from the 80s?
Let's see.
Scorpions. Rock you like a hurricane.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that.
Rock you like a hurricane.
And you wait a moment. Don't enter immediately. Let
right.
the song play for a second.
Let them figure out what's going on.
And then,
yeah.
And then you need like a fog machine. And the fog blows through the doorway. Or, and you come walking through. And you got to stand there for a second. One shoulder down, one shoulder up. With like just that badass look. Like, that's it. I'm going to take care of you now.
We have
or
the song?
AJ. I could throw off speed and go like Rush or something.
This is true.
You know, and then they'd really.
So the lights in the chamber go down.
Right.
And then one spotlight goes on the door you're about to walk through. Like, and smoke starts coming out.
What's going on?
And then here he comes.
Boom.
Doors open.
Yeah. There's a little bit of explosion behind.
Yes.
You need walk-up music.
Yeah.
You definitely do. Or like Enter Sandman or something.
Love it.
Excellent.
Love it.
I'll work on that.
Yeah. We were talking about getting stung by bees or swallowing bugs. Has that ever happened to you? Like you're doing a speech and then a bug flies into your mouth?
I haven't had that issue.
Good.
It's like the fly that landed on Mike Pence's head.
That right. I forgot all about
that. That was funny, yeah.
What was weird about that is it stayed there.
Yeah, and he had no idea either.
Yeah.
It like took up residence.
Well, later on, we found out that fly was justified.
I mean, you guys do a lot of public speaking, right? When I saw you at the holiday toy drive at Jordan's, like, you know, the worst is cotton mouth.
Yes.
Right.
Or, you didn't time having to stop at the restroom before the event properly and.
Yeah,
you're up there and you're cooling your jets for a while, and you're like, "Oh shoot!"
Exactly. With thanks for shoot.
I didn't think you were going to say shoot.
Thanks for changing the vowel.
Yeah, that is.
Yep.
Would
you have bleeped me if I had said the wrong word?
Of course not.
No,
you're the attorney general.
You can do what you want.
With politicians, you can let it rip.
Yeah. No pun intended.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have to delete you, and it would not be considered an obscenity.
No.
Ooh.
Be getting your point across.
So feel free.
Yeah. Now it's going to be in my head the next time I'm in the studio. Don't say it.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, because politicians, you know, people of authority, you know, when you're in office, not when you're running, but
once you're in,
it would be considered censorship if I hit the dump button.
Right. We wouldn't do that to you.
No. Yeah.
No. Oh.
Right. Just so you know.
All right. Well.
Let it rock.
Yeah, he's like, I got to go.
The attorney general's warming up to this idea. Have you been out to eat since we spoke to you last?
Anything cool?
Anything cool? No, except we celebrated my grandmother's 98th birthday.
Awesome.
Wow.
Some good cuisine or what?
Oh, yeah. Mom and Dad whipped up some... homemade Chinese spare ribs.
Oh my God.
So you know, my parents owned a restaurant for most of my childhood, and every once in a while they pull out the recipe and do up the restaurant quality Chinese spare ribs at home.
Oh man.
And then they threw together lobster Cantonese too.
Oh man. See, I haven't had in years. That's awesome.
What
stuff.
Is that?
Lobster Cantonese. Right? It's like, I can't really describe it. It's kind of like almost like a, It's almost like
I'm going to guess there's lobster in
there's
it.
There's large chunks of lobster. Like a lot of times you can't get it.
It's like a stir fry.
Oh, my God.
Stir fry with like a, you know, creamy sauce. Mm. Kind of old school. Like when you were out in the city, like in your 20s and it was 4 a.m, you went down to Chinatown, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was my mom's go-to anniversary meal. My mom and dad's anniversary, lobster Cantonese.
I had spare rib last night. I was craving them.
Oh, you did?
I was craving them. I craved them a lot.
Where'd you get them?
Where did you get them?
I got them from Koi in Insomnia.
Oh, all right.
And they were so good. They're so good.
I like the boneless ribs because it's where you're just eating. You know?
I feel
no chewing around stuff. You're just throwing it in your mouth.
I feel like I go over the edge when I have boneless ones.
Yeah.
I feel like I go over the edge.
I take the bone. I grab it.
Suck on it.
I put the whole thing in my mouth, and then I clamp my teeth around it, and I just pull it out.
Oh, don't give me ideas.
With Chinese ribs?
Well, I don't know.
Are your teeth okay?
Because Chinese ribs, those suckers, hold on. You got to work it.
They'll pull my teeth out?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I want this to turn.
You get like a little wood chip every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, right? You get
the
wood splinter.
You need the bone.
You need the bone. You do. It's all the flavor.
I think it gives more flavor.
Yeah.
That might be a sound bite, by the way.
You need the bone.
I love this guy.
Have you ever had a pork chop sandwich?
No.
No, but I need one.
No, but now I want one.
Go on.
So I went to law school in Chicago.
Yeah.
And before I went to law school, somebody said to me, you got to have a Polish sausage, which I understood what a Polish sausage was, right? Like in a bun in Chicago.
Yeah.
But you got to have a pork chop sandwich.
Okay.
I was like, what's a pork chop sandwich? So I get out there. And I go deep, and I find a place that has a pork chop sandwich. It's a pork chop bone in.
Wow,
yum!
On like a little hamburger bun, basically, with grilled onions.
Nice.
Oh, yum.
So, damn. Okay.
I used to live in Chicago. I never heard of that.
Take down the sandwich, and then you have the bone at the end, which you then clean off.
Oh my gosh!
And how is a pork chop cooked?
It's on some griddle at some stand.
Okay.
Yum.
Like, all right. So that works. So
a sandwich with a bone. That sounds dangerous.
Right. I'm down.
Well, the bone's outside the bun, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, sticking outside the
side. So you know which side of the sandwich to come in on.
And if you don't, you're drunk and you're an idiot.
Oh, we got to stop.
This is why people in Chicago are missing teeth.
Right. Only the south side. The south side of Chicago.
Oh, boy, that sounds good. Is there a place around here that does that?
I know. Should I Google?
I want to try that.
I'm Googling.
We should put an APB out. Like, whoever has a pork chop sandwich, let us know.
Put a flare out.
Damn straight.
Yeah, we'll have that the next time you come in.
Right.
We'll all have pork chop sandwiches.
That's nuts. That I lived in Chicago, and that was never on the list of things people told me to eat.
You didn't look hard enough.
I feel gypped. Yeah. I know.
And how does that happen? Did they not have plates that day? Was the dishwasher broken?
Right.
Let's just put it on
like,
bread.
On the bread.
All the bread's about to go bad. Pork chop.
No. I'm on the go. Put it on bread. I got to go.
Someone's really stoned, and they came with a great idea.
Yeah.
Could be a high idea.
And so... some guy was like, well, we should probably take the bone out, right? And everyone else was like, no, are you kidding? Leave the bone in.
Right, that's part of the experience.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Before we let you go, anything else you're working on or future announcements coming?
Well, I think we talked the last time about robocalls in our investigation of the 20 biggest robocallers. Yeah, a couple of announcements coming up.
Today?
Not today.
Okay.
Not today, but doing a lot of work, as you know, in protecting people, not just from robocalls, but also people in telecommunications, companies in telecommunications space. So I can't announce it yet, but stay tuned.
Gotcha.
What about these TikTok challenges? The latest one now, there was a bunch of car thefts in Shelton.
The Kias and
Hyundais. They're telling you how to rob a car. Like, is there anything you could do about that or no?
Yes. I'm investigating TikTok. Actually, me and most of the other AGs in this country are investigating TikTok.
Nice.
We're investigating Instagram, Facebook, Meta. we called TikTok yesterday after this car theft in Shelton, and we get the same excuse, which is, hey, you know, we're doing the best we can. We've got thousands of people doing what they call content moderation, which means they claim they've got thousands of people with eyes on the screen looking for bad content. They say they use their machines and machine learning to find bad content. And I say, even if what you tell me is true, it's not working.
Right.
You know, how does it become a trend then?
Getting through.
As soon as it becomes even a little popular, it should pop up somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep.
It's because they make money off
of
engagement.
Of course.
Yeah. Yes. Like Tommy Lee's wiener was up on Instagram for a long time.
Hours.
Right, right. And then it petered out.
It sure was. Right.
But then it petered out.
Yeah, how do you know that?
My wife.
I saw it.
Right. It was on. It was actually on several
this
Instagram.
This is the first time I've heard the Attorney General giggle.
It was actually on several Instagram photos.
No, I saw it.
The caption said, you have to leave the bone in.
Right. It's own kind of pork chop sandwich.
In between bread.
Attorney General William Tong, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate you. Eddie Sapp, good morning.
Good morning, gang. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Eddie.
What's going on with the show?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, like you say, oh, it's part New Haven, it's part East Haven. Yeah, it's like 80% New Haven, 20% East Haven. But it seems that the burdens of what they want to happen with the airport moving forward are all going to fall on the East Haven side with no real economic gain for East Haven and a real stress out factor on the infrastructure of the town.
People love this new airline in there doing like 59-cent flights to Florida.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
With change.
I just used it. We just came back. We flew into New Haven.
Oh, really?
It was great.
How much did it cost you?
Not a lot. And, you know, the flight is bare bones. You don't have, like, a TV screen or anything. They don't even hand out snacks or drinks. But
right.
You're on the ground in, like, 2 hours. It's amazing.
Wow. BYOB, you know, the pilot.
But the convenience of just driving to New Haven and parking and then being right in the terminal and on the plane.
Yep. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
They have a whole pickup area for, like, the ride shares. They just loop right in, and then you're on your way instantly. It's like the car never even stops. You throw your bags in the back, and you're just, poof, you're on the highway.
Now, it's great for us.
Yeah.
Yes.
It sucks if you live there, and the planes are, like, knocking your TV antenna over.
Just duck. Just duck. Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. People that live near the airport understand exactly what they were getting into.
Yeah.
I think you have a small vocal group that are angry about the planes, but if you remember back to the 70s and 80s, we had Pilgrim Airlines, we had other big planes coming in there. So whatever's going on there plane-wise, it doesn't matter. What really matters is the fact that you're looking at New Haven pulling in, you know, over $50 million or more dollars per year to keep that airport going, and them wanting to use East Haven as the outlet for it and give East Haven $500,000 a year for infrastructure when it would take an unprecedented amount of money to make East Haven be able to handle the flow that's going to come out of Tweed, especially as they increase the amount of airlines they take and they increase the number of flights that come
in. You think that'll happen? I think they'll increase the amount of flights just because of the popularity, but you think they'll let other airlines in?
Yes, I do. Huh. Yeah, I honestly do.
Yeah.
And the concern is it looks like right now, if you read all the documents that are being released, you know, all this popped up probably because you saw it online, and how it's kicked up. But what's going on is you have all these documents, like 250 pages worth of lease documents, and the airport authority didn't hand them over to anyone from East Haven until a couple of days before the meeting. They called a special meeting, which is going to happen today. And like all my friends who were, you know, involved politically and involved there, everybody's voting no on whatever is there because they didn't get a chance to read the 250-page lease. I mean, it's ridiculous. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. Like,
does East Haven have to approve this for this to happen, this expansion?
Well, let's put it this way. East Haven hired a pretty big law firm to protect their interests. So I think that, East Haven has to say okay to some of this. I mean, Is the airport company, not the airlines, but the company that runs the airport, they're backed by Goldman Sachs. So you're talking, you know, a huge company.
They have some money.
They've got the deepest pockets.
Yeah.
So they have the ability to bully a small town like East Haven while New Haven continues to, you know, get fed large quantities of cash. This is, in the end, this is all a business decision. You can't have all that traffic from the airport spitting out into East Haven and East Haven not being able to handle it, and then New Haven gets away scot-free.
Is that what you're saying? The plan, this plan for the expansion is going to make the cars go through East Haven? Is that how it is now, and then it's just going to get worse, or that's the new?
Yeah, that's going to be that's the plan moving forward. They want to put a terminal right on the East Haven side.
Mm.
And that would spit them out there. I mean, listen, from a business, and I'm only talking from a business perspective. If I'm a businessman, I know that airport is an in-and-out airport. So it's not like we could build restaurants, hotels,
right, folks, stay.
Stores, shops, yeah, to capitalize on that economic, because it's all about economic development. That's what every town is about. And we're not going to get any economic development out of it. But what we would take out of it is the money to rebuild the infrastructure around that area so things can run smoothly. Because if it were me, if I were mayor, I would start putting walls up around those roads, and I would force people to go through New Haven to get out of here.
Now, people don't react good to walls.
No, they don't.
No, I understand that, but I would make it, I would just make it so all
as mayor, we're
going
to build a wall from on the East Haven line to keep those New Haven people out.
We haven't heard this before.
Well, you know, it's curious to me because, you know, I was in politics for a long time in this town, and the one thing that I'd always heard, and this was years ago, was, hey, man, if they ever expand that airport, you want to be on the ground floor of that, because that is going to be just a money. It's going to be a gold mine. That's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's what that airline could be, that airport could be. And now I look at it, I stand back, and I'm like, oh, okay, so you got a former mayor on the board. That makes sense because he knew.
Which
that
one?
It's Picard from West Haven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, him and, you know, Sean Scanlon, who's also, you know, in the House. And,
well, they're smart, then. They got some local guys who know people on the board. They always do that. You know, I don't know. I like an airport in New Haven where I can get to Florida. I want them to fly out to Vegas.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all love that. See, that's the thing. There's no argument about how great the airport is. I was sitting on my couch a few weeks ago, and I was like, hey, you know, I was talking to Anita, and I said, hey, what's going on? She's like, I'm looking at, like, flights out of New Haven. We could go to Nashville next week for $80.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Look it. Let's go. And so we went. Like, so it's not an argument about the airport. It's an argument about how they're handling things and how they're not keeping the residents of the town in the loop to where I see, you know, like the mayor won't talk about it because it can't. It's ongoing litigation. But you have a situation where he has to give the town members all the facts. And
he doesn't have them.
It just seems to me like the board is stopping from giving him the information. So I know he made a request for it, didn't get anything until Sunday morning, and then some of the board members get things later than that, and then the meeting happens. They call for a 10 a.m. Monday morning meeting. Like, people have jobs.
Yeah, it's a drag.
You know, so there's a lot of funny, there's a lot of funny things going on. I think we're going to see litigation go on for a while. I think it's going to be a story for a long time.
Eddie Saab is on, East Haven resident, member of the radio family here.
Yes.
And we're talking about this Tweed expansion now. The prices of those tickets will go up eventually.
This is ground floor stuff. Come and
try it.
Right.
We're going to hook you.
Right.
You're going to love this commute.
Right, we're cable stars.
And then we're gonna put the prices up. But you know what started all this? Bradley, when they started flying commercially out of there, we went nuts. It was like, oh, my God, you could drive just a little bit past Hartford and fly anywhere in the... And now that place feels like a real metro, like a New York, New Jersey airport.
It's crazy.
Massive. And now New Haven and Oxford are both expanding, and I would not be surprised if you see that soon in Oxford.
That's awesome.
Right.
I agree with you because I know there were talks about there's an airport in Bridgeport as well that they're talking about doing the same thing to. Yeah, it doesn't get better than being able to walk out your front door and walk into the airport. I mean, because that's, for me, that's what I can do. But the truth, I'll tell you one other thing, Chaz. I'm not so sure they're going to be raising prices. I wouldn't count on them raising prices
yet.
Really,
now it's a second, but down the road,
I think it's going to be a while. I mean, we're talking about bare bones. You get on the plane, and that's it. Like, I mean,
is there a seat, or are you sitting on a milk crate?
The pilot's suits don't match.
Are there chickens running up and down the aisle?
Oh, cool! Something to play with.
The pilot. I sat in the pilot's lap, and he taught me how to fly.
That's hot.
Eddie made the noise.
So it's so bare bones that I think they will be able to keep the price down. But I just worry about what the impact is going to be. And especially, and I know you're going to probably laugh at me, you know, Scanlon's a Democrat, and you got all sorts of wetlands over there that are going to be affected by it. Generally, Democrats and wetlands and changing patterns of wetlands or doing things, they don't go together. They don't mix well.
Yeah.
You know, Democrats historically are environmental nuts.
They are, and I say that, you know, I wouldn't use nuts. I would say they're very passionate about the wildlife that lives there, you know, the ecology of the area.
Right.
But, when you go anywhere near the Stratford Airport, they just put tons and tons and tons of stone right through a swamp to make a road. It's no problem.
We don't care. That's right.
Yeah. Progress.
Right.
And it just can't be that way.
So there's two groups in East Haven. This affects everyone in Connecticut because, you know, we're all starting to like flying out of New Haven.
Uh-huh.
Especially, I have gigs.
There are two groups in East Haven. One, the residents who are like, this is too much noise. They're never going to, no matter what the deal is, say, okay, we're good with the noise.
Right.
Okay. So you got that group.
Yeah.
And then you got the East Haven town who's like, wait, we want our tribute for this to happen.
Want a beach over here.
All right. Yeah, but wait a minute. There's one thing that's important to remember about that whole noise thing. So we're talking about millions and millions of dollars were being spent to insulate people's houses and give them new windows. Okay, so you have as many houses, well, not as many, but darn close to as many houses on the New Haven side as you do the East Haven side of the airport. But when that money got doled out, the large percentage of that money, and when I say large percentage, I'm talking about over 80% of that money went to the New Haven side of people to fix their windows and to take care of insulation.
Did anyone check to see if it was really done?
Seriously.
Yeah, no. It was done. They have companies that come in and handle. They have companies that come in and handle that stuff.
Okay.
But East Haven got nothing, and now there's a second round of that coming in. And again, what it looks like, you know, the kind of telegraph and the punch on this one is like East Haven's not going to get much of this second round of money either. So our residents are going to be left out. So you could see why the mayor would be going crazy about this because, you know, hey, listen, I got to protect these people. This is my job.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Like flying out of New Haven, though. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I love flying. That's not the thing. It's not about flying out of New Haven.
It's not the thing, Chaz.
Enjoy the thing. I'll be here.
It is a thing, though.
I don't get it.
When I have gigs, that's amazing.
You know, somebody told me there's a 11 o'clock curfew for planes coming in.
Oh, really?
And they were in Florida, and their flight got delayed. And the plane went up and then turned around and went back.
Oh, wow.
Because it was too late to come in.
Wow.
Does that make any sense to you?
Shut the lights off or what happened to you?
What?
Well, they shut the lights off the runway. It's 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
like,
good night. Lock the door. Like, Dad.
Hit
like,
the switch.
Right. Yeah, you're done.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Because I live right near. I actually do live a couple of blocks from the airport. I'm used to it. I've been here my whole life. And the only planes that actually bother me are the private jets. The private jets that come in and out, those are really the ones that make the most
whistle.
Noise.
Right.
Yes. That's the only, and the regular planes, the Avello planes don't bother me, none of that. And I'm right next to the airport. You know, like
Does it stop at 11 though? Do you know about that?
By 11 it pretty much stops.
Yeah.
You may have a straggler here and there, you know, but it's nothing.
Yeah, I guess if you get there and you have no fuel, it's like, okay.
We got it, yeah.
What are we going to do?
Just shut the plane off and coast right in. Yeah.
So
Are you any good at water landings?
So, and you know what? But to the point that I made before, so they just the last round of houses that they ended up, sealing, fixing the windows and everything. They did 150 houses. 130 of them were on the New Haven side. 20 of them were on the East Haven side. That should tell you everything about what they feel about East Haven.
No, but but did those numbers match up with the amount of houses from New Haven that's around the airport in the East Haven?
Not even close. Okay. Not even close.
All right.
It's a dense area. Remember, like we go to Chef Brian Averna's house for dinner. All those houses are all in the flight path. Remember? We were looking out on his deck and we had the planes flying over the top of us.
He's so busy yelling though, you can't hear the planes.
Seriously. Right.
No, that's true. It's a good distraction.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, Eddie, good hearing you. And I would say good luck, but you're not really in the fight, are you? Are you part of
it? No, I'm not. I'm not in the fight, but somehow I find myself in a position where people listen when I talk to them in town. I don't know why. I think I just have the experience. I've been around this stuff for long enough. So I'm not in the fight, but I would be willing to get into it.
Yeah, I got you. All right. We'll see you around the radio ranch here. Anthony Avalon, president of Reitman Personnel, is in. He's got people. Okay, so if you're looking for a job, you go to him. He'll find you the job you're looking for.
Yeah.
He does the work. Or if you're looking for people, he finds the people.
Okay.
I'm talking to this guy. He's a tree guy.
Yep.
Right? He's like, I hired a headhunter to help me find people.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
Is that bizarre?
To find tree folk.
I've had more bizarre companies call me in the last 12 months, looking for people.
Like, typically, it's an office kind of thingy or executive.
Yeah, not search
or even HR or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. This is...
Yeah. Very, very atypical. Very atypical. Yeah. And honestly, construction companies are very much a company that would normally use somebody like us in certain parameters. But for
a manager or something, right? This is
manager,
looking for
project
tree guys. How would you go
finding
about that? How would you find, like, if he called you and to hire you to find people, would you call other tree companies? Would you show up on a job site, say, here's a card, if you're not happy with this company? How do you do that?
We wouldn't, right? But the tough side about that is that nobody wants to touch the workers' comp on that. So because the workers' comp for your friend's company is so high, that they'd have to hire the person and place him with your friend versus having them work on the company's payroll because the workers' comp is so high, nobody wants that.
I'm not following you.
All right, so.
I fell asleep. I'm just kidding. You're so good looking.
Oh, thank you. anyway, there's not a lot of headhunters that would get into that. Let me put it to you that way.
Okay.
Because it's not, there's not a big upside to it. Okay. So there's a lot of risk. There's a lot of liability with it, and the
for you,
for us as the company, okay? Because remember this, right? So the business is not only recruiting,
it's a dangerous
but
job.
There's also the temp business.
Well, I get that, but why would it be a
because
problem for you?
In many cases, right, when you do a temp or attempt to hire type placement, we're the employer of record. So we have the liability that goes
for
along.
A temp. Something happens to that person, a temp, and you're screwed.
No, for a temp.
Oh. Right.
But do you know a tree guy that really wants to hire somebody without trying them out? There's not too many people because it's such a...
Oh, so that tree person would come in as a temp. Like, I'm not going to lock you in
almost
as an employee.
Audition, yeah.
You're coming in as a temp,
or
if I
Chaz.
Like you. So a lot of people hire like that, right?
Do you know how much it would cost for your friend to hire somebody through a recruiter? So talk about an anomaly.
That's how desperate
right? that's
he
an
is.
Anomaly,
and that's
right?
not... That's common now.
A lot of money.
Phil, is your dad having trouble finding people in the roofing business?
I'm sure that he is, especially since they had expanded sort of right before 2020.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more
timing.
Offices. The people that he's had close to him for a while, he's been able to rely on for
loyal.
A long time. So
this guy, too, he's got a loyal crew, but
definitely.
You know, it's busy.
Yeah.
And you're looking for people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people are shopping for the highest salary. They don't even, a lot of people don't even care anymore about loyalty.
No, It's still crazy. Every time I come out here with you and talk to you guys about it, it's still crazy.
It's still crazy.
It's still crazy.
We thought it'd be over when the unemployment stuff from the feds ended.
Yeah, fizzled out.
Nope.
Have we figured out
where they went?
where all these people went.
There's exactly. a hollow tree to making cookies.
They're making cookies in a hollow tree. Yeah. There's this whole workforce that just disappeared.
Yeah. I know. And it, so I'm starting to figure it out, right? I am starting to figure it out what's happening, okay? So I think that there's just a whole population of people that have just chosen not to reenter the workforce for whatever reason, all right? And we're talking about percentages.
How do they live? I want to know, because this sounds poorly fun.
They do.
They steal bread at night.
They get by, right?
Yeah, they get by.
Yeah. And there's some people that were retirement age, and they're just gone.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm going to get my the Social Security and whatever, 401k, and I'm done.
Yeah.
Go to the Carolinas.
There's those.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. There's a part of the people who went to DoorDash and, you know, whatever. Yep. All these, you know, Uber and Lyft and all this.
And work when you want to.
And they're not really, do we keep track of them?
No.
Can we see
the shift? That's a big part of it.
Because they just click in and out.
I did it. It was great. Yeah.
They're not really, like, you can't see them on paper.
Guys stole a chip.
Right.
Somehow.
Okay, so there's that.
That's a big part. Okay.
Where else are they?
Okay, so I think people are actually working for some of these companies, but I think people's attitude towards their job is so different now that they feel like they can push the envelope with their current employer. So you're seeing more unruly behavior and companies not being able to sort of enforce it because they're afraid of losing their people because they're so desperate.
Oh,
right?
We're getting sued.
Like, do you ever go out during the middle of the day after you guys leave the show and you're like, why are there so many people out and about during the middle of the day?
Yes. Yes.
Why aren't people working, right?
Yeah.
And so
Friday afternoon, it's like what Saturday was.
Yeah.
No one works Friday anymore.
Yeah. Traffic and
But I'm figuring out they are working. They are working. They're just working under their terms.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
And so what they do is if they want to go to the gym during the middle of the day, they go to the gym. If they want to go for a walk, they go for a walk. If they want to do food shopping, they do food shopping. And it's very difficult for employers to enforce this, especially if there's a large percentage of people that are still working remotely. The workforce is dug their heels in on working remotely. They want to work remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And so until the companies can get
there. There is something beautiful about that, by the way.
It's amazing.
I know. I feel like we talk about this all the time, and I sound like an old man when I say, they got to get back into work, because I don't think it's good.
I really
don't think.
Oh, I love it.
It is. Why wouldn't you love it?
You got to go to work.
I have depression. I think that's why I love it.
I like going to work.
That'll do it.
Yeah, literally.
Going to work.
But don't you feel like if you stay home, you like isolate?
Yes, I do. Me and my therapist talk about this often, if it's actually a good thing or
not.
There
you go. So I think that part of it is it becomes easier to do, and it's harder to get people back to work.
It is. Okay. I was late to that party. When did I get COVID? Like January of this year?
I remember
somewhere
that.
Here around the holidays. Yeah.
I heard everyone raving about it, and we worked all the way through here in the studio.
Yeah.
Show's a little too complex to do it remotely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got it, and I did it from home. I'm like, wow, this is really something.
Right. Did
Very
you like
special.
It?
Oh, I'm petting my cats during a commercial break.
It's amazing.
Break.
Yeah. You have to go to the bathroom.
Go make a sandwich.
It was 5 feet away.
Right, you just go.
During a song, I'm hungry, go to the refrigerator.
You don't have to wonder why the toilet seat's warm already. Oh, man.
I take a bath during
Ass warm. No.
Some of my meetings, if I don't have to the camera
goodness.
On.
Yeah.
Anthony Avalon with Reitman Personnel is like, stop talking about this.
I know,
you're
sorry,
not helping.
Yeah, exactly.
We get it. Like, we have people that are so adamant when they call us about working remotely. I have to tell you, it sounds very disconnected when you talk to people because that's like their first requirement.
Wow.
I want to work from home.
Before salary. It used to be salary.
It used to be salary.
Right?
But you know how you talked about, like, people are getting these record salaries? That's going to come back to bite people in the butt.
After a shift?
Because companies are figuring out. They're doing it now, Jess. They are literally figuring out how to do it with less people. Okay? And so the workers are going to be the ones who are hurt because the companies are already plotting against it, right? So they have been held hostage for almost 2 years by their workers. 2 years. Okay. And so the company is like, we're not going to be at the mercy of our employees. So what they're doing is they're figuring out how to do it with less people, more efficiently, outsource more of it. And I feel like if we don't kind of get balanced.
I was going to say, don't you think that this is a little bit better? Like we're getting balanced where it was always, this is how you do it. You come in these amount of days, these hours, tough.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to work this weekend, tough. And then COVID comes, it's like, oh, we're working from home. Oh, you need employees? Yeah. You're going to pay me.
Well.
And now it comes back into a little bit of balance where we get some work-life, quality life and a better work-life balance. Yeah. You think that's better?
I think it's terrific. I think one of the good things that's really come out of this is companies are really doing a look inward and figuring out how to be a better employer. Okay. Right. And I think everybody's going to benefit from that. Yeah. The companies are going to benefit. The employees are going to benefit. And I think that's a good thing that's come out of this.
Yeah.
But it still feels out of balance. It still feels out of balance.
I get
tilted in the way of the employee.
100%.
Yeah. I feel out of balance all the time. I get it.
We know that if you just talk to your therapist.
He means employment. He means employment-wise.
Anthony.
She was in the passenger seat.
Right.
An officer in Michigan was on patrol when he spotted a car behind him with two women, and the passenger was twerking on the dashboard.
Are you pretending she was like one of those dolls, the bobble dolls?
That's hilarious.
That's Plastic Jesus?
Yeah. There's a Plastic Jesus bobble doll?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's also my dad had the little hula girl.
The hula girl, right. I remember.
Exactly, right. You can get anything you want, really, for your dashboard.
Yeah. There's a bobblehead Jesus?
Bobblehead Jesus, yeah.
Can we look this up, please?
BHJ, yeah. Bobblehead Jesus.
BHJ.
Yep.
So he looks in his mirror. He must see a face.
Right.
And then an ass.
I would think.
Yeah.
Or just an ass. Period.
A jiggling ass.
Right.
Honestly, sounds great.
Probably like fogging up the windshield.
Well, if she's the passenger, then there has to be a driver, and he has to see the face of the driver, I would think.
Right. The face of the driver, and there's an ass. Yeah.
Right. A face and an ass.
Right.
So she was sitting backward, not wearing a seatbelt, dancing up against the dash. So he pulled him over to find out what was going on.
Right.
Then he saw two plastic cups.
No, a bra or no? Oh.
The driver said they were filled with juice.
Ah, gin and juice.
Okay.
The cop asked if there was any booze in the cups. The driver said yes.
Okay, because they're painfully honest. Yes, your officer, they are.
And there was also an open bottle of tequila on the passenger side floor.
That'll make you twerk on the dashboard.
Sounds about right.
Yep. Tequila make you do things.
Yes.
Like what things?
Tequila to kill me.
Usually when I drink a lot of tequila, I owe an apology.
Mm. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I go crazy.
So both women were ticketed for having open containers in the motor vehicle, apparently not drunk enough to get a DUI.
Oh, wow.
Did we find a bobblehead Jesus?
Absolutely.
Really?
They are readily available.
Thank you.
You can get them giving you like a wink, and like they have the hands like finger guns pointing at you.
Hey, I know a guy. Yeah. Yes.
That is funny. They portray Jesus to be this very, calm, cool, religious figure.
Right. Like a bro.
Yeah.
He's like a bro. Yeah.
I think that he would be like that.
Need a boat? I know a guy.
Hey.
Yes.
Fist pump.
Right.
You have a great day.
Right. Jesus, look at the time.
May me be with you.
Kristen Chenoweth's R-rated answer on Family Feud.
Ooh.
I don't know if this is dumbass or fun ass.
Ooh, but, yeah.
Just plain ass.
Kristen Chenoweth. You know who she is?
She's tiny, I know that.
Very tiny.
And I think she's going out with some country singer.
A younger guy.
Tall dude.
Right. Yeah, he's nuts over her.
He was in Wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know her face. I don't know anything she's been in. I know she's tiny.
She has a tiny voice.
She got a good voice.
There are pictures of her where she looks completely beautiful, and then there are pictures of her where the face looks odd, like one of those weird dolls with the giant head.
Oh, yeah, but not a bobblehead.
The giant eyes.
Right.
Yeah. Why does that child have an adult's face?
Right. Yeah. Like her mom and dad were, a human with a guppy.
Josh Bryant is who she's married to.
Josh Bryant, that's it.
Anyway, she was on Celebrity Family Feud Sunday night. She gave a very bawdy answer to a kissing question. They bleeped it, but it was during primetime, and you could hear the audience disbelief.
We asked 100 women, after the lips, what's your favorite part of a man to kiss? Kristen.
Rhymes with.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like,
wow.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm a good Christian girl. Forgive me.
Is that a real voice?
That's her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her real voice. Yep.
What did she say?
She sounds tiny, too.
You're sitting on it.
Didn't she
got
it? Didn't she say it rhymes with weenus? What did she say? It rhymes with.
That's what I didn't
she
hear.
She didn't say penis, did she?
No, I think she said grass.
Right.
Meaning ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
She likes
that's
to kiss
why,
her guy's that, butt.
That's why. That's why.
That's why they went, ooh.
Yeah.
Because that one seems natural. Like, oh, hey, yeah, woo. That was like, whoa.
Ooh, she's freaky deaky.
That caught the audience way off guard.
That's why I knew it couldn't have been penis.
No one thought that at all.
I'm a good Christian girl. Forgive me.
Oh, she's freaky deaky.
It rhymes with it. Welcome to Sunday Night TV, folks.
Yep.
Rhymes with grass.
Yep. Wow.
Hmm?
She's free.
No, rhymes particular... with
just get rid of the GR.
It is grass.
Yep. Right.
Rhymes with.
So is that the butt cheek?
Correct. No, what are we talking about?
Zero hour.
How do you know she's talking
the pooper?
Brown Cheerio.
Yeah, to be fair, they did not ask her to clarify.
Right. But it's insinuated that she means, yeah.
She has to.
Right.
Really? It wouldn't have been that reaction.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
I didn't see the clip. Maybe she made a hand signal.
She's a very freaky
That would be the second place you'd go.
Yeah.
Lips and then right there.
Right.
That.
The other.
Yeah.
Good for that guy.
Lip sip.
Wow, really?
Good
would
for
you
him.
Like that?
No. Me?
Exactly.
I would throw up, but
yeah.
I know men who like that.
They have it. Yes.
Yeah, but I'm not. No.
Yeah.
Don't make me barf.
That is, Man, if you think the taste of a cigar stays in your mouth for a
seriously?
While. It's really bad.
Eat some gum.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Save big money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.